What's happening, my niggas? We are back. We in this hole. Let me set this music up, y'all. Play double O, y'all. What's happening with y'all? Good morning to y'all. Hope y'all had a good week. Blessed weekend. You know what I mean? Hold on. Let me set this up first, gang. Okay. Yeah, good morning to y'all. It's 107 Crescendo for the Crescendo Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about a few things, but this is episode 33. 1-800-FUCK-THEM. Let me let this play for a little bit. A lot of y'all niggas must want to end up in the casket. A lot of y'all niggas must want to end up in the casket. Y'all had wrote a little hook to that beat. I rap to it too, but I'm gonna have to rewrite the bars. I like the hook. Yeah. Casket. Basket. I'm rap like them Atlanta niggas. That's in the nastiness. The mess of my nastiness. I master my nasty. That's in my maximus. Them gluteus maximus. Everybody asking who the accent is. You niggas not letting I'm a blasted. How you ask about my bitch? All y'all niggas is some snitch.
That casket.
Y'all niggas wanna end up in it. I'ma come through when I spin it. Underground shit, y'all know what it is. I don't care if you got any kids. You better go in there, put on some wigs. Get some sew-ins. Or go natural. I'm a real nigga. My big dick is really natural. I'm telling y'all the facts that's actual. Wearing all this clothes, this casual.
Okay.
Damn, I ain't trying to do that. She just stopped. We finna get back in. Hold on, y'all. Yeah, man, we in this bitch. But 1-800-FUCK-THEM episode 33, gang. Y'all gonna be like, who this nigga talk about? Well, if you just now tuning in to my shit, I've been trying to expose the Illuminati and groups involved with the Illuminati. You know, shit like that, the deep state. I've been exposing them because they ruined a lot of shit, bro. You know what I mean? They're trying to take over the world, and it's like, dang, you can't do that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, people don't listen. Stupid is, stupid does. So, we got a list of failures that they have done. Basically, they got a list of failures. And instead of just sitting there, you know, trying to give up, they try a new thing every month, bro. So, and that ain't only what I'm exposing on this episode. I'ma just, you know, that's the talking point for this episode. That's why I said fuck them. Before we get started on that, though, let's see, what's next? I'm gonna talk about some shit, right? Okay, so I don't know if y'all heard, but Rick Ross had dissed Drake in a track, but the track was unreleased and got leaked. So for anybody to be like, "Oh, Rick Ross wrong for that," ain't no telling if this song is old or new type shit, but it wasn't supposed to come out the way it did. So that's why I say fuck them, bro. In a field like the music industry, you can't just drop shit when you feel like it only because you like that person, bro. You know what I'm saying? You always got to clear shit before you put it out or before you sample it or anything. That's why with my beats, the sounds I use, they can't try to sue me because I got the license agreements. I got all my license agreements, bro. Gang. You know what I'm saying? So they can't sit there and be like, "Oh, this nigga stole my sound and this nigga using our sound and all that." No, you shouldn't have put a license agreement in your shit, gang. You know what I'm saying? See, niggas think they some pimps, but I know how to pimp this game too, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't pimp women, I pimp the game. Because the game trying to pimp everybody else. So how do you pimp the game? You got to make sure you get two times the income, or at least two sources of income from one play. You know what I'm saying? And keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? Just think about it. If you get two incomes from one play, that means in five plays, you're going to have five different game plays. You're going to have 10 incomes. 10 different incomes. So that's kind of what I did with my music. Instead of just dropping one single every month, I drop a couple albums every month because that's multiple checks coming to me per album, bro. Plus other shit. Plus the other shit they pick up on the royalty checks. So you gotta learn how to pimp this game. You know what I'm saying? Pimp is so good that even if you lose a couple times, you still win five more times. You know what I'm saying? So that's a little tip for people that don't get it right now. You know? Yeah, the Rick Ross diss. I liked it though. I like the beat. I like how Ross came on there. I like the theme. He kind of told Drake ass up. And for some reason, Rick Ross still like French Montana, right? Let's see what that. Rick Ross still like French Montana for some reason. So that's the only thing I took away from the song. Other than that, I like that shit. And I know it's at 1 million right now, because when I checked it yesterday, it was at 900K. I was like, yeah, that bitch finna go, bro. So pretty sure it's at 1 million. I'll look it up in a few. But anything else went down before I start on this shit, bro? For the hip hop world, I can't really think of nothing right now. Besides the Rick Ross shit, that's all I can think about right now. But let's go get started now. 1-800 fuck. Why did I name that this episode? Because fuck them, bro. I got to think about it, bro. It's like people be out here trying to do their thing, right? And I seen some shit that disturbed me couple of days ago, but I been named this episode, I think last month, because I got season 5 already halfway done with the titles, so you know what I'm saying, they can't say, "Oh, now I'm naming shit from what somebody said recently and what this and that." Bro, I work in events, bro. That's how I did my beats. I made hundreds of beats before I started publishing, you know what I'm saying? So I'm doing the same thing with this podcast. I got season 5 damn near done with the titles. You know what I'm saying? With all the titles of the episode. So if it happened to line up to some futuristic shit, Either they listening or I'm a prophet, bro. I'm tired of predicting so much shit, but I can't predict this money. You know what I'm saying? Don't y'all get tired of this shit? You always write about other things, but when it comes to that money or something you really need, it's like it's a question mark over it, bro. Like a mystery box. That lets me know it's not no damn prophecy coincidence thing, bro. It's niggas, it's the feds listening to us trying to reenact what we're saying so we can act, so we can feel like we are now a certain thing. Cause I'm not saying we can't predict shit, but y'all gotta understand being a prophet, that's like a whole nother lifestyle, bro. If you ain't training to be no prophet and God didn't call you to be one, then everything you saying shouldn't be happening like that, bro. You know what I'm saying? I told my bro about the Drake and J. Cole beef. I said, watch this shit finna die down, and then somebody else finna jump in this shit. And then the next day, Rick Ross ass, they dropped the fucking diss, bro. Every time, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of predicting y'all shit, but then when it comes to me, I gotta wait. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I could predict this tomorrow, but when it comes to you, you gotta wait. Ain't no telling, it's a mystery box, it's a mystery prize. Like, bro, what the fuck, man? I didn't ask for no mystery prize, nigga. I want what's mine, you know what I'm saying? But they know. That's why they gotta sit there and distract me, reenact everything I'm saying, so they can make it seem like, oh, you got the privacy, but you ain't got the money. That's because y'all in the way, bro. You know what I'm saying? I would love to have a $1 million pallet just dropping our backyard, bro. You know what I'm saying? From a helicopter. Or them damn planes the niggas be driving over, flying over our hood every damn day. Yeah, let them drop a pallet, a $1 million pallet of $100 bills and shit in our backyard, bro. I would love for that to happen. You know what I'm saying? But everything else happening. Mess, drama. You know what I'm saying? Thievery, niggas stealing from me. I ain't asked for that, but that's happening. You know what I'm saying? People stole my car. Oh, matter of fact, I'm talking about this. So I was gonna say this for another episode, but might as well get on it right now. Why is niggas stealing my characteristics, bro? I don't get it, bro. And I ain't got nothing to explain to these niggas. Be like, what you talking about? If you don't know, you don't know. I ain't got shit to say no more, bro. I'm going to write a book about it. And I'm going to drop a movie about it, bro. I'm tired of this shit. Ain't no way in the whole planet we got all these people on Earth. But everything y'all writing, everything y'all acting, everything y'all rapping about only fits a small portion of the population, bro. Which lets me know you ain't sold no drugs like you say. You know what I'm saying? Just listen to all these niggas' songs, bro. How many of these rap songs, these rappers, all these niggas is rapping about the man? Rapping about the government. Exposing these niggas, exposing crackhead politicians. Why they ain't doing it? You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to talk about a few broke niggas. I'm like, bro, every nigga in the world can't talk about a few broke niggas and expect everything to be okay, bro. Eventually, they gonna figure out who you talking about. Because you too pussy to say their name. You know what I'm saying? You got to describe every detail of their situation, bro. You got to describe every detail of their situation, man. And then trying to act like people are crazy, people are haters, people don't want to see you go up. Bro, nobody even know you, bro. Just because you got hundreds, thousands of fans in your comments and you sell out a few shows and shit like that, that don't mean people want to fuck with you, bro. That just means you just happen to do that. We talking about actual people that will break down the whole security fence to get to your ass, bro. They can't name none. You know what I'm saying? Because these little rapper niggas can't do shit. If you just look at it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Really, if you're an artist, you little to me. And it's not no disrespect thing. It's because I had to manage my... I'm managing my own career, bro. You niggas got managers. How are we the same? That goes for anybody in the game right now, bro. How the fuck we the same? Y'all got managers, but I'm managing my own career, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't saying, no, you don't need a manager. But I'm saying, why do y'all need a manager, bro? Why your ass wasn't listening in fucking school? You know what I'm saying? It's basic. You don't need a nigga to sign your paperwork and read your terms and all this. If your ass says you smart, you know what it said? You too smart for this? If you too smart for this, you don't need a manager, gang. You don't need a label. You know what I'm saying? That's how you get them. That's why I say fuck them. One minute they want to act all big and bad on these songs. Then when you turn around and look at their life, it don't match nothing in that damn song, bro. You know what I'm saying? Triple Red talking about, Triple Red dropped the song, say I kill people. Bro, one thing I did not pick up from Triple Red was killer, all right? I can pick that shit up for real in real life because we had to. You know what I'm saying? I seen killers before. But this nigga dropped a song, said, I kill people. And I think that was, they were trying to troll somebody. I forgot who said that shit. I forgot who said it. But they dropped this song talking about they kill people. And I'm like, oh, no, Tato. That was, I just now remember that shit. Tato ass. I think he was talking to 6ix9ine. But you know, that's Tato. It's like, if you think Tato not going to hurt your ass, and that's how I know your ass never been in no street shit, bro. It's certain niggas you just look at and be like, yeah. Kind of like me. They could act like, oh, no, that nigga ain't going to. You know what I'm saying? But when people really see me, they know what's going on. It's like you could tell who's stressing over shit versus niggas that just want to be seen type shit. A lot of these niggas want to be seen. If you've been through shit for real, you don't want to be seen by everybody, bro. If you've been through shit for real, you don't want to be around everybody. You don't want to be seen by everybody. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to be like, so why I'm making music? Nigga, I ain't got to be seen to make no music, nigga. Oh, you're looking for fame. Where, nigga? I ain't going to these clubs around this bitch, bro. I ain't begging these celebrities for no collaboration and features. I don't give a fuck about these niggas, bro. You know what I'm saying? I ain't begging Birdman for nothing, bro. I don't even like Birdman, bro. I would rather work with Master P, and I don't want to work with Master P either. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to know who y'all talking about before you talk about the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say, fuck them. 1-800, fuck them. Because it's like, while they up in there assuming and lying and shit, got to paint false narratives, the real ones out here going through it, man. We trying to make it up. Well, some real ones already made it up, bro. They trying to keep their money going. You know what I'm saying? Some of the real ones got blessed years ago. They probably did a project that was so good that it paid off everything. And now they got money to blow, money to grow, you know what I'm saying? Starting their own shit. Shit like that, bro. I get happy when I see that. But it's like, when I look at the other half of people, it ain't nothing but hatred, bro. Everybody spying on each other. Everybody pocket watching. Everybody trying to be better than the next. Everything a competition, bro. I'll be like, damn, what kind of broke-ass Olympics is this, bro? The broke Olympics? That's what we doing? I ain't broke. I got a car. Nigga, if you ain't making $500K a year, you're poor. That's what your government said. If you don't like what the government said, then go change the shit like we trying to do. You know what I'm saying? I don't use my podcast strictly for nasty shit. I didn't even want to do it for nasty shit. I wanted to start my podcast to make a change for the black community, bro. And it starts with ourselves. That's why I had to get myself right. I had to tell y'all who I am. Because I can't be no nigga just popping up out the blue. oh, we got to change the black community, but you don't know shit about me. Now, the black community can go back to my old episodes, listen to what I'm talking about, and then they going to know me. Instead of just sitting there trying to assume who I am by how I look. That's what niggas do all the time. And trust me, when they sit there and study my podcast, take notes and everything, they going to be like, damn, this nigga ain't to be fucked with, bro. That's true. All the shit I've seen, been through, still going through, niggas shouldn't even open their fucking mouth towards me, gang. That's disrespecting the earth, man. The earth had me see all this shit just for you fuck niggas who can't even keep a baby mama to be talking down on me and assuming shit about me after I didn't even mention your. I don't need nothing from your broke, funky ass. Your kids need shit. Your kids need shit, but you worry about me, dog. For free. Old niggas too. I seen an old ass rapper the other day. This nigga got, I don't know what, who got in his ear or if he's just jealous of me. This nigga changed his bio. I'm like, nigga, you said you from the streets, gang. Stop playing like you really from these streets, but you letting people in these comments get under your skin, bro. How? I laugh at people in the comments. You know what I'm saying? Because most of the people in the comments ain't shit. Just check their accounts out. I don't know if y'all do that or not. Y'all like to just, see, that's how I know, like I say, you niggas not from no street, no block, no gangster, nothing. Your mama probably disappointed in your ass. Your daddy, we definitely know your daddy ain't on shit. Because y'all men come out here too emotional. So I know your dad ain't on shit. Your cousins ain't shit. Them niggas getting locked up all the time. We don't know your nieces and nephews like that. You know what I'm saying? Aunties ain't shit. We can see that on y'all shit. We can check your content, your Instagram. It's too late to try to change your shit now, bro. Don't try to change it now when we grew up watching your stupid monkey ass. That's how dumb a lot of you crackhead niggas is from the 80s, 90s and shit. You think just because you old school, you this age and shit, that you know what you doing? No, nigga. A lot of y'all crackhead ass forgot that you was over there lollygagging for the white people a few years ago, nigga. And they drop your bitch ass off. Now you on our brand ass commercials. You know what I'm saying? Selling insurance. You on an insurance commercial, but you was just on the biggest fucking movie, biggest TV show down there 5 years ago. How, bro? How? But we the problem, bro. The new class the problem, but your bitch ass the one that drop a couple levels, nigga. How? That's why niggas mad. You mad because you went down a couple levels and the new kids can stay up a couple levels, nigga. That's why you niggas mad. And don't be like, oh, nah, Christian, I'm protecting the new class. No, it's a lot of them weak ass niggas I don't fuck with either. But at the same time, I ain't trying to make it hard for them. Like, y'all ass purposely make shit hard that you didn't even have to fucking do. Everybody always talking about what they had to do, how they came up. Bro, they did that to your stupid ass because they know your stupid ass didn't know shit. You up in there carrying crates. Boy, I ain't getting paid to carry no fucking crates. Who the fuck you think I am, nigga? Well, you ain't gonna get on. Bitch, I don't want to get on with y'all. Y'all in Delp, nigga. Who the fuck said I want to get on with niggas in Delp, nigga? You know what I'm saying? You gotta keep it real with these motherfuckers because they really think in their mind. They painted it in their mind that niggas want to be with them. Niggas is jealous of them. Niggas just hating on them. Who, nigga? That broke-ass slow nigga over there that smell like piss? That's who's making you mad? That means your ass ain't gonna ever be a billionaire, nigga. You should be up in there worried about how to dress like a fucking billionaire with your broke ass. A lot of you niggas just poor. Yeah, you can have a couple millions and still be poor, nigga. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck I told y'all? If you don't make 500K, if you don't make at least 500K a year, you're poor. That's how the government got it, bro. What you want me to go up there? Oh, no. This internet dude said he make this much, so he's not poor. No, bro. This internet female said her parents got hella money. That's not, I don't know you or your parents still, bro. Y'all niggas not even on the list, man. You know what I'm saying? But y'all want me to believe you got so much money. Stop the cap, gang. Stop that bullshit, nigga. You know what I mean? Stop that cap. Cause it's embarrassing, bro. Y'all ass looking slow. Y'all ass looking like crackheads. Milf heads. You know what I'm saying? A lot of you niggas been there too damn long to be still trying to do some shit, bro. Still trying, bro. This 2024, niggas been in the game since 81. Boy, if you been in the game since 81 and still trying, go the fuck back home, Roger. Go home, Roger, please. I'm fucking tired of seeing you rabbit ass niggas looking like fucking dried up ass toast. You look like the burnt toast on life. When you scrape the toast, you remember when he scraped the burnt toast? It whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. You know what I'm saying? He scraped the burnt toast. And then you gonna eat your cornbread. And I motherfucker, you can't have my cornbread. That's what y'all niggas look like, bro. You know what I'm saying? Go the fuck back home, gang. You ain't help nobody. Ain't nobody asking about you. You know what I'm saying? Now look at these kids out here. I talked to the new gen. They is not quoting your shit, gang. Y'all niggas really be acting like you started eras. Bro, ain't nobody acting like you, nigga. Last time I checked, your bitch getting horny off my damn memes, nigga. In real life, nigga. Last time I checked. Everybody trying to say, ooh. You know what I'm saying? Nobody trying to say your shit, nigga. I done turned on half the bitches in the country flirting with a one woman, nigga. But your ass on track talking about fucking hoes and selling drugs and nobody give a damn. Yeah, nigga, because you never was about that shit, nigga. It don't matter who you say, where you're from, how you look. I don't give a damn what your name was, nigga. Damn. You know how many niggas was in the streets that ain't shit? You know what I'm saying? Niggas sell a couple damn, they call them things, some nickel bags, some cocaine, 8-Ball. Niggas sell a couple 8-Ball, think he 8-Ball MJG, gang. Stop. We know 8-Ball MJG, nigga. Starships and rockets in a world that don't, we know that shit, nigga. They call him Mr. Big, not because of my size, nigga. We know that shit. This is shit you ain't gotta tell niggas about. But your shit, y'all don't remember that? No, we don't, nigga. Shit. You ain't seen me on that? No, nigga. I don't watch that show. I was on that song. We don't play that damn song, gang. Stop playing. You know what I'm saying? They get mad when niggas really be out here. And then just because we ain't involved in police activity, they think we don't know shit. Nigga, I ain't going to say too much because that's what they want me to do. They want me to reveal too much. I ain't going to do that, bro. I'm revealing y'all too much. You fuck niggas getting revealed, bro. Like you want to do me. Y'all want to steal my shit. Y'all want to talk cap about niggas and all that. Okay, let me expose you few classes of niggas that nobody give a damn about no more. I'm not calling you for no feature, nigga. I heard your shit before. Y'all can't rap. Y'all ass barely can spell your damn name. You want to sign $1 million contracts? Nigga, can you spell $1 million or contract? I blame the crackhead A&Rs for that. Y'all want to sign niggas that can't even spell $1 million or contract and then wonder why your shit ain't going. You know what I'm saying? That's some special drugs. Y'all must be on alien crack or something, bro. Y'all on that reptilian crack? Matter of fact, I seen a Young Thug picture. I seen a Young Thug post. That nigga is 6'3", bro. Who the fuck knew Young Thug was that tall? Besides Atlanta people. You know Atlanta people know that shit. Young Thug is 6'3". This nigga a fucking alien, bro. You like a reptilian. Just look at him. He's like a fucking Draco. One of them things, them snake things, they them old them statues. He's like a fucking Draco, bro. That's what y'all doing? Y'all got secret alien projects with these aliens, and they bring drugs from their home planet, and then put y'all stupid ass on it and put you back in public? Because I'm like, yeah, regular crack, it's bad. Regular crack is bad, but at least, you know, sometimes you get shit done. Nah, that alien crack got y'all ass really out here backwards. Y'all think up is down. Y'all think white is black. Y'all think water is sand. You know what I'm saying? Nigga can't even drink water. Whole bunch of shit, gang. It's like, it get me thinking, like, after whatever happens to this shit, it ain't gonna be nothing but a few of us left, bro. Cause I know something about to happen, bro. The way these niggas acting, either a spaceship finna come get they stupid ass, or a big catastrophe blow their ass up or something. Something gonna happen to delete most of the people, and it's gonna be a few intelligent people left surviving. And no, I don't want that to happen, but then I do want it to happen. I see y'all. Y'all out here shooting at kids. Grown niggas shooting at kids. Yeah, kill their ass off, bro. Kill these grown niggas, because ain't nobody talking. Ain't nobody saying who. Matter of fact, that's another thing. Out of all the years of content and hearing you fuck niggas talk, right? See, I want people that don't know what's going on. I want y'all to know what's actually been going on, right? Especially if you're white. So, Crescendo has been doing this for some years in the behind the scenes, right? The whole time behind the scenes, I seen you monkey ass, lame ass, stanky motherfuckers talk so much shit about a few people, but never exposing these rapists, never exposing pedophiles, never exposing niggas that shooting children. Never. Y'all get quiet when that shit happens, but as soon as somebody say something about somebody else, oh, you ain't shit. You this, your mama this and that. Y'all owe this. You on food stamp, Social Security. You know what I'm saying? Saying all this shit. But then a nigga just shot down that fucking girl. Ain't nobody said shit. Niggas over here robbing. Niggas up in this bitch robbing old people. And y'all ain't said one word about these niggas. Y'all ain't hinting on that at all. Y'all see what I'm talking about? You think that ain't enough? Okay. It was a whole nother era of these hurt-ass, lonely sorority bitches trying to sit there and not only push the feminism, but they really try to make black men look bad. All because they got left with kids because they fuck frat niggas. Every black man ain't a frat, and every black woman ain't a sorority member, gang. That's why they had to slow the shit down. Who the fuck is y'all talking about, bro? Y'all don't speak for nobody, nigga. Ain't nobody ever asked y'all for shit. All they do is help each other, which ain't even help, if you just think about it. Them Greek societies, all they do is help each other, but then try to turn around and talk for everybody. Y'all on that alien crack. You know what I'm saying? They doing everything to the book to y'all. Ain't the book to y'all. Because I'm like, ain't no way you think that's logical. Oh, let's be in a secret society, not tell everybody what we're doing, but also hint on what y'all doing, and then try to make fun of it, and then try to make it trend, because y'all trends be so lame as hell. I'm so tired of you two-day trending ass motherfuckers. That lets me know y'all ass out here don't know what the fuck to do. Y'all alien crack, you're chipped. You know what I'm saying? You're chipped. You're lonely. Can't keep a man or a woman, whichever one you know, whichever gender you are, whichever sexuality you is. Can't keep them because it's like y'all come out so sour and I'm coming out with my dick hard. You know what I'm saying? Sour for what? What I gotta be sour for? My dick big, bro. You're right. I ain't got no money, but my dick big. Like, what the fuck? I thought the bitches want a big dick. Now, all of a sudden, they want average dicks. Nah, we ain't finna play that game, bro. Y'all done made fun of small dick niggas all my life. All my life I've been hearing y'all joke about small nigga dicks. Whole time y'all didn't know my dick was big. And all of a sudden every bitch quiet about dick talk. Nah, let's bring the dick talk back. Keep talking about small dicks. It ain't changed. Small dicks ain't changed. So I don't know what's the difference now, nigga. It's just y'all thought my dick wasn't that big. As usual. Y'all always underestimated me, gang. As if I underestimated any of y'all, which makes my blessings 30 times more big. You know what I'm saying? You got to come in the way you want people to respect you. And it's like, I did that, and niggas still acting weird, which lets me know you fake, gang. I ain't coming this bitch lying on none of you fuck niggas. I don't want to even mention y'all ass, nigga. My damn rap page. I don't even want to mention that. Why you think you go to my page, you don't see most of them rappers that you see everywhere, nigga? Because I don't fuck with these niggas, bro. And I'm going to show that. I hope my shit go up so much. And then I'm going to post all the rappers I like. And then the rappers they pushing over there, I ain't never going to post their ass, nigga. They're going to be like, why you ain't talking about them? What the fuck are that? Why? Everybody else already talking about them, gang. What the fuck I'm going to do? Keep talking. No, you ain't getting on my airways, nigga. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? You niggas need all the help in the world and try to act like you the shit. Nigga, get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? If you sign to a major label, better not say me nothing, nigga. You ain't do shit. They did that. They glue your ass up. They the one gave you that check. They got your teeth fixed. They got your hair done, nigga. You ain't did shit. If it wasn't for me, nigga, that label was already there for your ass was signed, nigga. For your ass was born. For you and your parents was born, nigga. A lot of y'all parents 20, 30. A lot of y'all parents 20, 30 years old. That's why they been here. They been here before your grandma, nigga. You know what I'm saying? But y'all be out there really thinking, if it wasn't for me, they looking for me. Nigga, no. They could take all that shit today and find out another motherfucker tomorrow, nigga. Like they been doing. They been doing this every damn 10 years, bro. It's just y'all stupid ass. You think whatever alien crack you did, that they love you. Ain't no love up there, bro. It's love for, it's God is love. You know, God gave the love, but if you see how much shit going on out here, then love, you know, love attracts, bro. You trying to make them love you. That's not love, bro. Love attracts. Excuse me. That was some burps. Love attracts people, man. Creatures, put like that. Love attracts creatures. So if your ass up in there trying to be loved and ain't attracting other people that's loving you, then you ain't looking for love. You looking for attention, gang. You know what I'm saying? You can't be looking for attention as an adult and then try to act like you're looking for love. Stupid ass motherfucker. You don't even know the I'm gonna lick my lips. It's kind of dry. A lot of you niggas don't even know the virtues of love, bro. The principles of love, man. Y'all don't even know characteristics. So it's like now we can see y'all full transparent without you saying anything. You ain't gotta say shit. They gonna be like, how you know? Cause there's too many of y'all doing the same shit, nigga. Alien crackheads. You gotta be on some serious drugs to be doing the same shit as 3 million other niggas and then asking niggas how you know I'm about to do that, how you know I'm about to say that. Oh my God. When is this simulation gonna be over with? Dracos come take your slaves because we done talking to them. I'm not dealing with them. Come get your slaves, gang. Come get your celebrities. They're stupid. They so fucking slow. Their own kids not even safe with them, gang. You know what I'm saying? And when I tell my kids so bad, well, shit, they got a reptilian ass mother who's sitting there burning them with a cigarette, nigga. You know what I'm saying? A rapist ass uncle auntie pair is uncle and auntie since they just want to expose men. No, it's bitches too. Lesbian ass nasty hoes sitting there fucking on they little nieces and cousins and shit. Your nasty bitch because a grown man don't want your funky ass. And the kid wondering what that smell is. Nasty ass bitch. And them nasty ass grown niggas with them motherfucking weak ass dicks that can't last no rounds with these hoes. So they gotta go up in there and mess with little kids. Okay? We getting on all that ass. I ain't selective over my ass getting. I'm like y'all ass. You go to the news right now, it's so one-sided. I'll be like, damn, y'all must got one eye. Y'all ass cyclops. Y'all ass a whole cyclops in this bitch trying to talk about 2020 vision. Nigga, you only got 120 vision, nigga. It ain't even 20, bro. Y'all got 15 vision, nigga.
We better get a cast about that. Skip that.
Yep, 9 in the morning game. Is that the end? Damn. Yep, that was 00.
You playing with niggas no more, bro. You wanna play, go to the fucking playground, bitch ass dude. Weird ass niggas.
You know what I'm saying? Get you some money, bro. Get y'all some billions. Stop sitting there trying to get these thousands, bro. Fuck that. That's why nobody respect the ass. Y'all always selling for thousands, hundreds. Nigga, shut the fuck up, bro. Hell no. That nigga Jay-Z a billionaire, nigga. And I want them to say, oh, he an Illuminati. Nah, y'all talking about Illuminati ain't real, bro. It's a conspiracy. Now all of a sudden, when a nigga get there, he an Illuminati. I firmly believe he an Illuminati. But we been saying it before you niggas start trying to confirm it too. With y'all pussy ass nigga. We been saying this shit way before it was popular, nigga. For the iPhone XR, nigga. For iPhone 13, 12, 11. We been exposing all the Illuminati shit, nigga. You bitch ass niggas the one that was cleaning their ass. Talking about, nah, niggas just mad they can't get up. Niggas mad they ain't did. Nah, bro. Why you saying niggas just mad because this and that? Yo ass still poor to this day. Yo ass fucking went around 4-5 apartments, nigga. Yo ass went through 4-5 different cars, nigga. Jay-Z was going up, and he's still up right now. So you telling me ain't nothing going on, but your bitch ass was defending a billionaire while he's a billionaire. Your bitch ass still ain't shit right now, years later. Alien Craig, bro. That ain't no normal shit, bro. Y'all can try to normalize stupidity like that. But humans wasn't that damn stupid, bro. You know what I'm saying? Humans is not this damn stupid, bro. Humans is not this extra. Humans is not this, what they call it? Coughing to say bullshit. That ain't why it is, they are bullshit, but that ain't what I was trying to say. Humans was never this ignorant. You know what I'm saying? There's points in humanity time where things did happen, but y'all gotta think about the intelligence that was before Jesus was even born yet. Y'all heard of the Dead Sea? See, I like learning shit. The Dead Sea over there in the Middle East, somebody found hella books, scrolls and shit that was damn near almost burnt up, whatever. And come to find out, somebody burnt down a big ass library during the Julius Caesar times. I think it was Julius Caesar, bitch ass. But a library, bro, in the BC time. How the fuck are y'all this slow now? But before technology was where it's at now, niggas had libraries. The Council of Nika. These niggas had councils in the BC time. Y'all ass can't even spell council. Y'all ass think the Divine Nine is a real council. Niggas, shut the fuck up before they start really killing y'all ass off like they already. That's what I think they doing. All this murder going on. They killing the Divine Nine off or something. Because I'm like, every day I wake up, five people dead, three dead, six dead, two dead. I'll be like, damn, they cleaning something up. They cleaning somebody's ass. Wipe his ass, like, dude, like that old nigga said. Wipe his ass. Wipe his ass, you know what I'm saying? Just wiping y'all ass up, bro. And what y'all do? Go right to the internet and cap for a motherfucker that still ain't said your name yet. You up in there buying merch. Nigga need to be buying stocks with y'all weird ass, nigga. Ain't no merch gonna save your life. You know what I'm saying? No hate on people that buy merch. I'm talking about them hard fans that don't got no life. See, cause I'm a multi, you know, nigga. I run Crescendo Productions. So I will have time to buy a hell of merch. Especially a certain kind of merch. I'ma buy all that shit. But I'ma say that for another episode. But that's cause I'm running this shit and I you know, support is necessary. You niggas ain't doing shit and be out there buying everybody merch. How? Niggas be at regular ass jobs. Why aren't you buying stocks to get rich? It's like y'all don't want to get rich and then talk about the people that's not rich. That's trying to. You talk shit about people trying to get rich, but you not trying. Alien crack. Ain't no logical explanation, bro. You motherfuckers too slow. I'm starting to think they got to literally put your head on every day. They go up in the little machine and put your body parts together. And then when it's time to go to bed, they take it apart. Because if you don't take it apart, you'll forget it and have your head on backwards. Be like, what's wrong with that nigga head? Oh, you know, he's stupid. He don't know how to put it on right. That's y'all, bro. Ain't no... There is no possibility and no reason why so many people are ignorant when we got all this knowledge on earth, bro. Like, explain this shit, gang. And if you can't explain it, then it's alien crack. If you can't explain it, it's alien crack. I'm done trying to figure it out, bro. There's too many old niggas out here acting weird. Is it an old nigga weird project? Is it a DL old nigga project for the 30, 40 year olds, y'all? Because when I go online, y'all, you know, I check a few things, but I really be checking to see what these niggas talking about to see if either I'm tripping or they tripping. No, bro, they tripping. Just go read it right now. They can't delete the shit. I mean, they can, but, you know, it don't matter. We done already seen it. Go check them out right now. You gonna see what I'm talking about. These niggas is too old to be sitting here acting like this, bro. They acting like the exes. For what? Midlife crisis. It don't matter what the fuck a fuck motherfucker going through. Damn it. How many times people gotta tell y'all that? Y'all want so many excuses as old ass motherfuckers. And then look at the young kids talking about, it ain't no excuse. You keep making excuses. Nah, we ain't finna play that game. You niggas is this. You niggas more soft than your kids. You niggas called out more than your kids. I seen grown niggas call out their job. Grown bitches. Grown females that's calling other niggas broke. I seen these bitches call out multiple times a fucking week, but then come back and act like they running shit, bro. Bitch, you about to be 30. Bitch, you're 30 some with kids. Do your fucking job, lazy bitch, and stop living off of fucking child support. You know what I'm saying? You calling niggas broke, but you surviving off a nigga. That's why nobody fucking with y'all slow ass. Whatever they doing at that Eastern Star meeting really fucking y'all ass up. They must be hitting y'all in the head or some shit. Because I'm like, nah, y'all ass come out stupid as fuck. All up in people's face, breath funky and hot. You up, your breath funky and hot, smell like average. Body be smelling like average and be up in there really trying to get on people. Boy, I'm glad I'm by myself, bro. I am blessed. Niggas be, they gonna try to talk about that. Oh, if you're, where they support at? Nigga, I thought you said the realest ones ain't gonna have that many friends. Nigga, city don't even be behind them. I thought you said your city hating on you. Where the bitch is at? I thought you said these hoes ain't loyal. He ain't got no cars, jewelry. I thought you said niggas always buying chains. Niggas teeth look like that. Why you looking at niggas teeth? What that nigga teeth got to do with you? They on Social Security. Nigga, that's what the fuck elder people do. I mean, that's what fuck elder people get when they work their ass off and put the money back. Unlike your bitch ass who stole shit and sold, stepped on eight balls, and now everybody looking for your dumb ass because a nigga put dirt. Nigga got dirt in his eight ball, nigga. From a Social Security nigga. It's a Social Security nigga right now buying your eight ball. But you want to talk shit about Social Security people. You know what I'm saying? And you check that car out. Nigga, I don't want to drive that shit. You talk all that shit in that regular ass Hyundai, nigga. Shut the fuck up. Nigga, got to rent a Maybach. Stop that shit. You niggas renting Maybachs for videos. Rent to own. I thought you had the bag, bro. You should be cashing out on shit, gang. Oh, I'm trying to build my credit up. No. You said niggas ain't got no credit. No, all of a sudden y'all building credit up. No. Where they do that at, bro? You know what I'm saying? Stop the bullshit, bro. Y'all ass ain't shit. Just say that. Because now we looking at it. Rick Ross came in this bitch and tore Drake ass up, bro. And I know people gonna be like, oh no, fuck Rick Ross. He was a correctional officer. He was fake as hell. He was, bro. I'm glad he did that because he proved to the world that he's not bowing down to no fucking Drake. Now, I don't know if he gonna bow down again because he did make a song with Drake, a couple songs with Drake. But right now, he ain't bowing down to Drake. But watch them other old ass niggas who career ain't even took off on their city yet. They gonna hold everybody hating on Drake. Boy, ain't nobody even know your ass, nigga. Shut the fuck up. I know niggas from your city right now who's way better than y'all. That's what it is, y'all. I think I just figured it out, gang. These old ass washed up niggas, dusty ass niggas, is mad because it's niggas from their city, same age. And they way better, more intelligent, less messy, fuck more hoes, got more shit, and ain't out there begging for attention. Because I was gonna ask, like, why is it niggas from y'all city who's better than y'all and ain't even known? Mm-hmm. Why is niggas from big ass cities coming to small cities trying to take over? Mm-hmm. They ran your bitch ass out, huh? Scared ass son of a bitch. That's why I'm gonna move to the city you ran from, nigga. Ha ha. Go out there. I'm gonna go up there. Pull my daffodil flower. Take her somewhere nice. Mm-hmm. And take over your city since you ain't want to take over your own city, nigga. You coming way the fuck in another town. In another state. You down there 6-7 states away from your home, nigga. The fuck was that? You know what I'm saying? I don't like niggas like that, bro. And I ain't talking about somebody that's going to make their life better. No, that was a downgrade, bro. You don't... If you from somewhere very established, it's the world's number one, whatever, number one city, and you already got a career, then now it's looking like your ass just so retarded that your kids actually was right. Some of you niggas' sons really didn't expose the fuck out y'all ass, and you trying to hide that shit by spending all your money at another state. Okay, watch what the Lord gonna do to your funky ass, nigga. Just watch. That's why I love God. God will sit back and make sure you comfortable first, and then just wah, wah. Whew, whew. You know what I'm saying? He'll fuck your ass up right when you're comfortable, bro. So, yeah, I want y'all to get so comfortable, like you've been comfortable, talking about my actions, talking about what I'm doing, niggas talking about what we buying from the store. That was one of the weirdest shit, because y'all stole my sex talk, too. But when niggas start hinting on items niggas got from the store, I said, damn, y'all ass must want, y'all infatuated with me, gang. Y'all infatuated with us, bro. There ain't no excuse. Should I hurt y'all say? Yeah. You just infatuated. You're lonely. Nobody wants you. Nobody give a damn about you. Because I'm like, damn, I'm over here, you know what I'm saying, every day before I fell in love again, I'm over here every day looking at fine hoes. Every day, bro. Before I fell in love again. Every morning I wake up, I check Instagram. And I saw number fine hoes. You know what I'm saying? So I'm minding my business, doing my thing. You should do the same, gang. But you know, some of you alien raped ass niggas, you can't do that. You don't have no freedom. Your freedom is our, what is it? Your freedom is our stalking. That's how we play that game, y'all. If you feel like you're being stalked, niggas want to hint. Niggas want to gang stalk. They too pussy to come to you. They too pussy to say your name. Then realize the real truth. Their freedom is watching you. Your freedom is actual freedom. We actually somewhat free. These niggas not free. Their freedom is doing what the master says, which is watch you and mock you. That's hilarious, bro. We have more freedom than y'all, bro. We have more freedom than a stalker, if you think about it. You want to stalk people so bad? Go stalk $1 million, buddy. What you waiting on? Ask them niggas. What you waiting on, gang? Go stalk $1 million, bro. You all up in them people's house learning what they doing. Go be all up in $1 million and worry about how you going to keep it. You know what I'm saying? Worry about the wrong shit, gang. That's what they're going to say. Oh, we about that. We real. Ain't them niggas jealous. They want to be just like us. Who? I don't remember nobody saying that, bro. Niggas just hating. Who hating, bro? Who? Who really hating on these alien, crack-smoking, booty-raped, honey-pot, dick-pot-ass, lion-capping, ratting-ass, backdoor as mediocre 2-minute microwave rapping as weak as beat boom bap wannabe boom cap as I wish it was the 90s 80s as niggas Jerry Curl fucking dreadhead as motherfucker. Who the fuck jealous of y'all, bro? Even the Iranians, bro. I mean, I keep saying Iranian. Even the Middle Eastern people, bro. They come over here, get a little loan or whatever, business loan, start they shit. And guess what? They not worried about you niggas. You know what I'm saying? The Middle Eastern niggas, they not worried about y'all. They getting they shit. You coming in they store paying them your money, gang. So please shut the fuck up. You bitches going over there to the Chinese women, the Asian women, to do your nails, do your makeup, and then come out when I talk about people. Where's your own makeup artist, bro? You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about people that got it. I'm talking I'm not talking about people that got it. I'm talking about the ones that acting like they got it. Where they at? Where's your Lamborghini? Y'all talking about y'all got big money. It's so many bitches online talking about bags. If you can't buy a Lamborghini, you don't got bags, bro. I'm sorry. And I'm talking about straight cash. I'm not talking about rent to own, and I'm not talking about no used ass Lamborghini. That's how I know you niggas not even real wealthy. I'm not even rich yet, and I know how the shit works. You know what I mean? But I'm the problem, gang. Y'all still in my sex jokes. I thought y'all was already fucking since high school, like you say. Yeah, the first dick you ever sucked was in middle school. Oh, I fucked a bitch in elementary school. I was in elementary school. We fucked. How you did all that? But now in 2024, I make 1-2 sex jokes and flirting. Everybody want to steal that shit, bro. Are you kidding me, bro? That lets me know all your sex stories was fake. That probably was a honeypot. You probably thought y'all had sex, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, damn, y'all rapping about it. Hot girl summer. You know what I'm saying? These bitches talking about, well, Meg twerking and shit. Meg twerking her ass all the time. Cardi B talking about fucking. Ludacris. Everybody talking about fucking. But I make a couple of damn nasty jokes. And all you ass, y'all all done fainted, nigga. All y'all ass done fainted, bitch. That's why I'm like, either y'all want this or y'all jealous. I don't know what's going on, bro. I feel like one half actually want this to work, and the other half is just so jealous of me and her. You know what I'm saying? That they don't care what happens. And I ain't doing this for none of y'all. Fuck y'all. I mean, if you want it to work, if you want it to actually be something, thank you, bro. Because I do, too. Or thank you, lady. I do, too. But at the same time, I'm not finna stress shit, bro. I'm not the one stressing. Y'all the one stressing, bro. I'm not stressing. She not stressing. The other bitch is stressing, bro. Hoes, they talking about they ain't. I'm too far out of this league. Bitch, what you on my timeline for then, bitch? These niggas can't afford me. If he ain't got this, he ain't this and that. But last time I checked, you and the celebrity bitches on my export button. Why? The algorithm petty now? The algorithm for to just put fine holes on my timeline? That's what we doing now? I'm a music maker. I'm not looking for bitches, even though I am. But they not putting music on my timeline all the time. They putting a lot of holes on my timeline. Nah, y'all looking for me, bro. That's all that is. You know what I'm saying? And I'm cool with that. I know how I look, bro. I'm just saying, I don't like the feelings. I don't like y'all's energies trying to inject. Like, damn, go get you some, bro. Y'all done talked all that shit. That's how I know y'all is dry. My jokes shouldn't be shit if y'all said y'all fucking since 90. Talking about Freak Neek. If you been to Freak Neeks, you shouldn't be saying shit I'm saying. Rapist ass niggas. But that let me know, even during the Freak Neeks, your niggas was weird as hell. Your bitches thinking you're fucking everybody and shit. I'm all fuck your funky ass. Bitch, that's why you wearing shorts like that. See, I'm gonna go ahead and end this. Good cat women dress different, just like us big dick niggas. I don't dress like every nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like skinny jeans, my dick too big to wear skinny jeans. My dick too big and my thighs too shaped to wear skinny jeans. You know what I'm saying? So now we know who wearing skinny jeans. Yeah. Like women. If a cat good, she gonna dress like a church girl. She gonna dress like she just came from church. Not the full, you know, church. I'm talking about like something light. But them bitches think they pussy good, but it's really bad. They gonna be wearing the tightest shit. Bitches gonna be wearing super short shorts. You damn near can see your pussy through the shorts. You be like, ooh, I know that shit just really bad right now. That bitch probably smell regular. Your pussy smell like Reggie, bitch. I don't know who Reggie is. Oh, that bitch sucked a dick for Reggie. If you sucked a dick for some Reggie, nah. We definitely not finna kick it, bitch. Probably beat your ass. You ain't fucking nah, beat her. Cause she sucked a dick. She sucked a dick for Reggie and then want me to sit there and buy her a meal. No, I'm gonna beat your ass. I don't even abuse women, but I abuse a bitch like that? Hell no. Especially at this point. You want me to respect you for sucking dick for Reggie, but you don't respect me only because I don't have that much money. Bitch, what you sucking dick for weed for? Where's your money? Oh, I. This ain't no other language. Oh, what? You know what I'm saying? No. You broke too, ho. So you can't talk about nobody else broke, man or woman. I don't give a fuck who it is, nigga. No. If you broke too, stop talking about broke people. Last time I checked, your bitch is sucking dick for meals. You're poor. The woman I'm in love with right now ain't got to do nothing for meals. She got her money. You know what I'm saying? So who really the same, bro? And she don't act like these hoes out here. It's like every time I try not to love this woman, I find 5 other reasons to love this woman. That's how I know God is in this, bro. He's in this plan because I did not plan for this. But at the same time, it ain't making me angry either. You know how sometimes new shit happen and you be like, oh, fuck, I want, you know what I'm saying? No. It's like God said, all right, fam, you done with the beast right now? You know, you still drop stuff, but now it's chapter 3, nigga. It's a new level chapter. And I accepted it, bro. I'm not finna be lonely and upset, a booty bandit nigga like these niggas out here. No. I love women too much. I love women so much. Excuse me, blah, blah, blah. I love women so much that niggas tried to. Niggas cock block me so many times. I'm gonna write a book about everything they did to me, but. Yeah, I'm a witness to being cock blocked from every angle. You know what I'm saying? No matter who it is. But it's okay because I still got mine. You know what I'm saying? It's certain, they can cock block in my face, but I know how to be me. I know how to get mine. So I still got mine on the low. But I need to go through that to know how these niggas do. They claim they getting all the hoes, but then they'll cock block your homie. Your cock block. A nigga they claim ain't getting none. So I'm like, nah, you niggas is scared because your relationships was rituals and mine's is natural. Ritualistic relationships ain't shit. It ain't real. They don't love each other. Natural relationships or natural attraction, that's something different. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to go ahead and end this, man. Love y'all. Crescendo out this bitch. Episode 33. I said 1-800-FUCK-THEM. Because that's for real. Fuck them. Don't listen to them. Ignore they alien crackhead ass. Especially if they broke. Talking about other broke people. Don't listen to them. Everything they say is invalid. These lying ass goalpost changing niggas. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to bitches who think. Don't listen to bitches who think all men the same. Because we not. I'm trying to be the best black king in this bitch. Unlike these other fuck niggas trying to be the best off-brand shooter but can't break down the gun like me. I can break down my pistol and clean it out and put it back together. But these niggas need help loading their guns like some punk-ass bitches. But they think they about the shits and think they can run fast with them skinny jeans on, which means they dick little. Because my dick big and I don't like nothing tugging on my fucking nuts or my dick or my thighs. Hell yeah. We separating shit, bro. Fuck these niggas. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know who the fuck they thought they was. But guess what? It ain't that. But we out.